Hello, I will present our approach to biomarker discovery through interaction model of patients, metabolic and genetic fingerprints. And I will apply to acute myeloid leukemia, that is the second most common type of leukemia, and is very heterogeneous, both phenotypically and genetically. The patients are classified classically into different subgroups depending on their cytogenic abnormalities and minus three categories, the favorable, the intermediate, and the poor risk group are identified. However, the current classification not take into account the large group of AML patients, that more of the half that have normal karyotypes. So a much greater panel of biomarkers for diagnosis and prognosis of AML subgroups are needed. So we propose a new machine learning based decision support tool aiming in the risk stratification of AML patients, taking into consideration not only the molecular genetics and the demographic data of the patient, but also the alterations that occur in AML metabolism. Our goal is to introduce metabolic features in the process of classifying AML patient in order to incorporate new additional knowledge into the existing attempts towards prognostic models for the disease. So combining genome scale molecular models and machine learning in the risk stratification of AML patients, what we have done is to include data from TCGA LAML dataset that this include transcriptomics, cytogenetics, demographical information in the risk classification of 180 number of patients. To this dataset, we added the simulated flux using personalized genome scale metabolic models that we reconstructed for each patient in order to address the issue of the large number of the features to use for the classification task compared to the very small number of patients, we performed dimensionality reduction. We applied a sparse canonical correlation analysis to find the correlation between the simulated metabolic reaction flux of the transcriptomic features in respect to the patient phenotype we was the risk category. In this way, we managed to reduce the number of transcripts and the number of the metabolic reactions more than 90%. The second step has been the risk classification using the classical random forest tools. And it is worth to note that the microaverage performance of the random forest classifier was 0.92, whereas the macroaverage performance was 0.91, showing a well-balanced classifier of both high specificity and high sensitivity. Here is an example of the random forest tree, and in the average, the number of nodes was 99 per tree, the deep was 6, the age factor was not identified by the algorithm as an important classification feature, and in total, 94 features were highlighted, including cytogenetic, transcriptomic, and metabolic features. The importance of the scores calculated using the random forest model highlighted the high importance of HOXXA family and adenylate kinases, that is something that is well known, and new features new that included AM metabolism, bilirubin metabolism, and cholesterol metabolism, which are distinctly represented in our results, as you can see, and we think are valuable new putative prognostic biomarkers in AML. So we concluded that GeneSMS can serve as a comprehensive repository for the integration of transcriptomic data and make easy the biological interpretation, and that the random forest algorithm handled efficiently with the complexity. And we cover the challenge of reduce the number of features and indeed our workflow of combination patient-specific metabolic models with machine learning has provided new prognostic biomarkers to explore for AML that we plan to in the future to further explore. Thank you very much.